Welcome to Proverbs 31 by Design. My name is Tina Heisman. I help Christian women who are struggling with the overwhelm of trying to balance being a wife, mother, and career woman. When they work with me, they discover how to live more joyful in their days, deeply connected to their loved ones, and with a greater understanding of their life's purpose. This month, we are focusing on organization to ease us into the new year. So the topic for today's podcast is how to get your children to help with chores. But before we get started, I want to let you know that I have a free private Proverbs 31 community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your life. Search Proverbs 31 by Design in the Facebook search bar. Also, I've created a free download called The Ultimate Guide to Guilt-Free Self-Care. It's a guide to help you take care of yourself in mind, body, and spirit so you can feel like your best self every day. You can visit my website to download that. Now let's dive in and talk about how to get your children to help with chores. Okay, I know this is the burning question you all want to know. There is so much to get done at home and you need some help, right? And surely these cute children of ours can help us, right? Right. I was recently talking to two of my clients about this topic, so it's kind of awesome that this was the planned podcast for this week. So I hope that this helps all of you. Now, first, I want to share with you, in case you don't already know, that research from Harvard University has proven that children who do chores fare better in life, meaning they are healthier, happier, and more independent. And that's our goal, right? To raise healthy, happy, independent adults. That is in our job description. And so the reason that experts say doing chores helps children become happy, healthy, independent adults is because it gives them a chance to feel competent about something starting from a very young age. And that's a good thing, right? We all want to feel like we're good at something. And it also makes them feel like they are a part of the family team. And we all know that teamwork is vital in life, no matter what career path our child might choose. So that hopefully will inspire you to know that it would be very worthwhile to have chores for your children. So today we're going to talk about what kind of chores kids can do and how to get organized for planning and implementing your chore system in your house. So first, we're going to start talking about what kind of chores can kids do. So we'll start with the littlest of our children. Experts say that children can start helping with chores when they're toddlers or preschoolers. And we can start them off with some really basic tasks like putting their toys away in the toy bin and putting their dirty clothes in the hamper. Those are two really easy tasks. And I love those two tasks because I think we're teaching at a very early age to clean up after ourselves when we're done. And that's something for me personally that was big. And I used to say to my children, we can make a mess, but then we have to clean it up, right? And I don't know about you, but like some of my most frustrating times with household chores isn't necessarily the cleaning part, it's like the picking up stuff. And so if we teach our children at a young age that they are responsible for cleaning things up, then we will put ourselves on a good path for easier work in the years that are coming ahead of us. So, and I know this is challenging because for me, you know, like sometimes there might have been pushback when you ask them to clean up after themselves. And sometimes it probably just seems faster to do it by yourself. But I really want to encourage you because in the long run, it's really worth it to teach our young children to do these easiest of things by themselves and show them that this is a responsibility in life, is cleaning up after ourselves. Okay, so moving on to our elementary school kids, this gets more exciting because they can do so much more. Now they can help us set the table or clear it. They can put dishes in the dishwasher. And at some point, they can wash dishes too. Maybe you might want to have them start with the plastic ones if you're worried about something breaking. But this is good training for them. So outside of the kitchen, there are also things they can do. They can help us dust the end tables. I don't know if you have the Swiffers are fun and easy to use. And they can help us clear clutter from the living spaces of our home. Like if things get piled up, they can kind of help us put things back in the right place. And they can also probably start making their beds sometime in elementary school, which I love that. Like I'm kind of a huge advocate of making the bed because for me, it just feels like then my room is like ready for the day and clean and under control. And it just feels like finished to me. And I love that. So I also taught my kids that at a really young age. So in elementary school, kids can also learn to clean their sink, especially after brushing their teeth, and also like the mirror right in front of their sink. And I just want to encourage you because maybe they can't reach and clean the whole mirror perfectly, but I think it's really wise to teach them to clean their space because, you know, all the water droplets and toothpaste get on the mirror. They can at least clean it up and so it doesn't look disgusting, right? It might not be streak-free, but it's not going to be disgusting. And so that's a great chore for elementary kids to learn how to do. Also, elementary kids can help us with our pets, right? They can feed them. They can give them water. They can take them on little walks. And then the older ones can scoop kitty litter or pick up dog poop in the backyard. Yes, especially if you have one like me who begged for a dog for 3 years, I do not feel bad sending her out there to pick up the dog poop every once in a while. That is her chore. Okay, these elementary kids, they can also start helping with packing school lunches. This was a huge help to me because for some reason, I just don't like packing school lunches. I know that it's easy. I know that only takes a few minutes, but I don't know. It just drives me nuts. I think sometimes I just get tired of those things that we have to do every day over and over and over again. So it's great when the kids can start helping. One thing that I know some families do is they get together on Sunday night and everyone can pack like their snacks for the week. Like you can put your goldfish in a little snack size Ziplocs or a little plastic container if that's what you use. You can get like the baby carrots ready and, you know, any food that's not really going to go bad or that might need to be packaged up. You can do that all on Sunday night or even just the night before, one night at a time, because then that makes the morning easier. All you have to do is grab the items that you need instead of starting from scratch, right? And of course, as the kids get older, then they can do their whole lunch by themselves, which is totally awesome. So the next is laundry, I would say. Elementary kids can put away their laundry. And this was a great task for me to give up, putting away their laundry. Now I just bring it and put it on their dresser in their room, and they put it away. And that was a big stress reliever for me because I don't know about you, but when I would go in their drawer to put neatly folded laundry away and see that the drawer was a mess, that would be frustrating to me, and it would stress me out. And a lot of times, you know, I'd want to sit and fix it all, and then that takes time that I wasn't planning. And so now, hear no evil, see no evil. I don't know what's going on in those drawers, but here's what I can tell you. Eventually, they will catch on and make their drawers neat again at some point, hopefully sooner than later. But both of my kids now have nice, neat drawers, and they do it on their own. So that's pretty awesome. Okay, let's see what else about these. I think we should move on to the tweens. Let's look at the tweens. So for the tweens with their laundry, they can really help do it now from beginning to end. They're big enough for us to teach them, tall enough to reach, right? They can learn how to run the washer and the dryer. Now they're also big enough that they can help us sweeping and vacuuming and mopping. It would be nice if the younger kids could do it, but sometimes like the vacuum's kind of heavy or the mop is too tall or they're not strong enough. So this is something that our tweens can help us with. And I think I mentioned making their own lunches from start to finish. Tweens can do the dishes after dinner, right? From beginning to end with that. And they can clean the counters and clean the stovetop. Like they can wash down the table. They can do everything after dinner. Let's see. In tweens, I found at this age that my daughter, Alyssa, was amazing at helping me with gift ideas. She is just so thoughtful and she really pays attention to what people love. And so that's helpful to me. That saves me a lot of time. It's not necessarily a chore, but just having that helpfulness from her and also with wrapping gifts, that was super helpful. Also, things that I would ask her to do would, and Tyler too, would be to help maybe with mailings, like at Christmas time when you're doing your Christmas mailing, they can help put the labels on and the stamps on for you. Or if you're doing mailings for work, I've asked them to help me with mailings for work before when I'm sending out a bunch of letters. So those kind of office type tasks, they can do really well, and they probably like doing them. Tweens, they can also start to help take care of their younger siblings. So that's nice. Okay, let's move on to the teenagers. Teenagers, of course, they can totally babysit their younger siblings. They can cook entire meals. They can be responsible for their own laundry. Woohoo! And they can even run errands or do grocery shopping once they can drive. So this can be really helpful, having these budding adults around. And that's kind of where we're starting to get with Tyler being 16. So hopefully that will be very exciting. Okay, so those were some of the different ideas for chores that kids can do at different ages. And next, I thought we would talk about how to organize the chores. Because it's one thing for kids to have chores, but they need to know exactly what's expected of them and when. So there are, of course, magnetic chore charts out there that you could buy and put on your fridge or hang on a wall somewhere. There are also apps that you can use, like Busy Kid or Our Home or Mothership. And that's kind of a fun way if you're interested in having kids use an app to keep track of their chores. When my kids were younger, we used something called Chore Monster, and it doesn't seem like that's a very popular option anymore, but we liked that back then. That was fun. So, and for the really smaller kids, I wanted to share with you that when Alyssa was little, I'm going to guess maybe around three, maybe two, but I made her a chore chart on a poster board, and since she couldn't read yet, in addition to writing the word, I took a picture of her doing each chore and then glued that onto the board next to each task so that she could see herself doing the chore, and then the word would become familiar to her as well. And I hung it on the back of her bedroom door, and that's just where, you know, she would have to go to check her chore chart and see what she needed to do. And those were for her daily chores. You know, she was little, so it would be like, you know, brushing your teeth, putting your clothes in the hamper, picking up your toys, those kinds of things. So that was a great memory now that I think about it. Okay, so those are some different ways that you can organize your chores. So either by a chore board that's, you know, printed out or hanging up, or through an app that you can all collaborate on. So some of the keys to successfully managing chores is that we have specific assignments of who does what and when, that we have some sort of a checkoff system so the kids can see what's expected of them and they can monitor their progress, and so can you. And then also the consideration if children will be paid or rewarded for their chores. So that's a personal or family decision, and there are benefits of doing it either way. But I would definitely like to say that the younger children, like if you're starting with your preschooler and maybe even elementary school, though, there should be some kind of a reward for them to help really entice them into it. And it can just be small, like a sticker or a small treat of some kind, something that you know that they would work for, to be interested in. So then once they get older, you can decide if you want to move to cash or some different sort of reward system. Okay, well, I hope that this was helpful, and I'm sure you guys have suggestions too. Feel free to post them in the comments if you want. But that's all I have for today, girls. If you have any specific questions, please reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along in your mothering journey. Thank you for listening in. And remember, I created that ultimate guide to guilt-free self-care to help you feel like your best self every day. That's on my website. Join us in Facebook in the Proverbs 31 community, and reach out to me directly if you need some one-on-one accountability and support. Thank you so much, and have a great week.